John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
Just once again, harking back to this news that emerged yesterday, wonderful news, of course, with the New South Wales, Queensland border opening up, and then, of course, it's been announced just before 8 this morning, Victoria's going to be opening on the same day. Just quickly, Chris Calcedo in the Cairns Post writes, tourism operators across the Far North are in a race for reanimation as travel-starved visitors mark the calendar to finally make the tropical dash to Queensland. Travel restrictions, we know all that. Look, the fact of the matter is, yes, there were going to be people coming into Far North Queensland over December and January, which people were dubious about, but now it's definitely going to be happening. However, it's fine for all those people to be coming here, but we've still got these constraints on the boats that go out to the reef every day. It's fine, but the restaurants, they're all chock-a-block now and they're at full capacity. But I was listening to Gareth Phillips last night on television. He's the chief executive of APTA, the Association Marine Park Authority, etc., tourism operators. And he was saying, look, we still have these restraints. We're going out with boats fundamentally only at a quarter capacity. And there's going to be so much demand over the next few weeks, you would imagine. Please. Authorities take note of our position and get the changes that have already been made with the hotels and restaurants and everything else. He's on the line, is Gareth, to talk about this situation with the operators heading out every day to the reef and barely hanging on. They're in survival mode. Hello, Gareth.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah. That's a very good point you made on television last night. How bad is it? How difficult is it? Particularly, for example, if you've got greater numbers wanting to go out to the reef, you may not be able to satisfy the demand.
Well, it's twofold. One, it's just devastating for businesses. If they, listen, we can't take you because of health restrictions, we're at capacity. And so that's just financially crippling for them. Number two, it's extremely embarrassing for our industry. You know, very quickly that, word of mouth to get around that, well, what's the point of going to the Great Barrier Reef if we can't get you out? So it has a double edge there for us. Yeah, we're pleading for common sense to prevail, for our restrictions to be eased. We're not asking for 100% capacity. We're just asking for 75% of what the boat survey, legal survey, is allowed to take.
Yeah? Gareth, I'm just wondering why this is the case. I mean, to see if those restaurant restrictions have been eased, which we know they have, why not the reef operators? It just doesn't seem logical. Have they just forgotten about you?
No, they've not forgotten about us, John, because I'm a pain in this, in a thorn in their side, should I say. I'm on the phone to them, emailing them at least 2-3 times a day. I do have someone in Queensland Department helping me communicate to them. I've also had a catch-up with Assistant Tourism Minister Michael Healy. He's down in Brisbane now. So, and also with new tourism minister, so this is the number one topic on their agendas, and I'm hounding them left, right, and centre. What it is, John, is that they don't understand our industry, and they're making assumptions. But the way they've set up the communication, it's through a chain of people, and repeated requests for one-on-ones with Jeanette Young or her senior officials have fallen on deaf ears. I've sent another email today requesting that. I do believe Jeanette Young's number one is back in the office today, and I've been told I've got a fair chance of trying to get a one-on-one with him. So fingers crossed. They are incessantly hearing from us. They just don't understand the industries and the complexity and diversity of our industry, which is a strength of ours to actually to accommodate the range of people we get and can take out to the Great Barrier. But with that comes, you know, they almost want to treat us as one blanket boat. We're all the same shape and size. And we're like, well, we're not. You know? So trying to explain those finer intricacies has been the battle, and it's always been through a chain of people and then a chain back, and so it's just slow and tedious.
When may you get that one-on-one with the assistant to Jeanette Young?
John, I'm not sure. So verbal confirmation is that my contact in the department has asked for it. I've emailed today. Again, it's hurry up, sit and wait for that. But we've put an urgency on it. Michael Healy and Tourism Minister, they also pushing from their angles, we're pushing from ours. Mm. Hopefully we get some news by the end of the week, whether we can have the meeting or where they're going to move to. Now it's time to stop talking about alternatives. We need 75% of our capacity, especially while we've got assistance from the federal government with JobKeeper. This is a great opportunity because these operators, if they don't have savings, they're in the red. This will be an opportunity to get a little bit of money in the bank because when we get to January, we enter our quiet period until June, 6 months of quiet period. Mm. So this is our only time for survival.
When you talk about these people not understanding the industry, ironically, the member for Cairns understands the industry just about better than anybody. So you would think he'd be able to bang the drum effectively. It was pointed out to me yesterday that having so much power invested in one person, I mean, the Premier of Queensland always says, oh, no, it's up to the Chief Health Officer, Jeanette Young. Everything goes with Jeanette Young. It was pointed out to me, why wouldn't they have a panel rather than just one person so they could sit down and say, listen, if we do this, do that, we might be able to get the borders open early, we might be able to provide some relief to these people. To have one person with so much power and influence over the lives of whatever we are, 3 or 4 million people in Queensland, I mean, I think a whole lot of people think we could do this better if it ever happens again.
And I agree. And also for Jeanette Young, what a lot of pressure for one person to wear, you know, and if it was a team effort, you know, it's the same as how we run a vessel. You have a skipper, a captain who's in charge, and has his first mate, his team of engineers, his TO, and they all work together as that panel.
Yeah.
Ultimately, the decision falls with the captain, but it does work out as a decision that suits the whole vessel, in this case, the whole industry.
Precisely.
The catch-up I had, and I'll be quite honest, the catch-up I had with Michael on Sunday was really good. He gets it. So I flew down to Brisbane on Monday. So he went into cabinet. So he is banging that drum. We just got to wait and see now. Hopefully common sense prevails. You know, you're looking at $25 million a month from New South Wales and Victoria. So $50 million a month coming into the area. Our members and the Great Barrier Reef needs that class of business. It's actually critical. The good news is surveys from Luxury Escape are showing Cairns and Whitsundays on number one and number two. Cairns and Great Barrier Reef and Whitsundays and the Great Barrier for number one and number two for choice destination. And some of the booking agencies have seen the biggest sales they've ever seen. So there's that pent-up demand is there, which is exciting for the whole area, but can our vessels capitalise?
Yeah.
And at the moment, no.
You're making the point very well, Gareth. Thank you.
Thanks very much, John. I appreciate your time and your ability to help us get our message out.
Yeah, Gareth Phillips, he's the Chief Executive Association Marine Park Authority, AMPTO is the better way to put it, AMPTO. It's too long a title. And Mike Healy, by the way, I don't know, we tried to contact him yesterday, then we realised he couldn't talk anyway because he was being sworn in and that something major has happened again today. We can't get hold of him either, but we'll have another crack tomorrow.